Blog Talk Radio.
Today, Lord Chesterfield is not the guy that Chesterfield cigarettes were named after. Of course, you wouldn't find Chesterfield cigarettes. You might see the logo, but with all this anti-smoking, it's a relic. It's an art, an antiquity, you could call it that. A man whose name is who was one of the great pioneers of electricity. Michael Faraday, born on this day, the first post-war premier prime minister of Japan after World War II was a guy named Shigemaro Yoshida, and he worked with MacArthur to, quote, try to democratize Japan. One of the great actors who was originally connected to the Jewish theater in New York, Paul Muni, starred in many socially relevant films like I Am a Escapee from Chain Gang, the Emile Zola film about Dreyfus. he also played gangster films. He got an Academy Award. Paul Muni. His nephew is Michael Tilson Thomas or Michael Tilson Tomaszewski. Whose parents were started the Jewish Theater in New York. Thomas is the longtime conductor of the San Francisco Symphony. Among the famous, John Houseman, who was born in Romania, as was Edward G. Robinson. Both of these men are contemporaries. Houseman was connected with the Mercury Theater and with Orson Welles, and you probably last remember him from two things, the Smith-Barney adverts on TV, They Earn It, and of course when he played the Professor Kingsfield in The Paper Chase about Harvard Law School. He changed his name from Houseman to H-O-U-S-M-E, a great actor, great voice, great contributor to American media. Great Polish violinist, Henryk Sierik, born on this day. Alfred G. Vanderbilt, one of the sons of Cornelius Vanderbilt, quote, the Commodore. Now, Cornelius Vanderbilt was called the Commodore not because he served in the U.S. Navy or owned a fleet of merchant ships, but because he owned ferries and barges in New York. And, of course, they married into English royalty like the Jacob Astor, people like that. And of course, I think they own one of the newspapers. And one of his descendants, Gloria Vanderbilt, married Leopold Sikorsky, the great English conductor, music conductor, who was also Polish and Irish. And of course, they had twin sons, one of whom committed suicide. And Gloria is probably more famous for what's on women's the butt of women's jeans. Among the Dutch today, Irving Berlin, who was actually born in Russia, Russian Jewish heritage. He wrote a lot of great films. It's interesting. He can only play and compose in the key of F. And he all his songs, White Christmas, I Hate to Get Up in the Morning. he married a woman who was of Irish Catholic heritage, had four daughters. And he lived to be 101, one of the oldest living composers of all time. Among the events today, the first female woman who killed her child was tried and judged by an all-female jury. She was acquitted. The last hanging for witchcraft occurred on this day. And also on this day also, Nathan Hale, the great American patriot, the British captured him, and he was hanged as a spy for the Washington. On the other end, the British spy, Major Andre, was captured by the Americans, and he too was hanged. And then Benjamin Franklin promoted the setting up of the post office, and the Office of Postmaster General was set up on this day. Also, in 1863, Abraham Lincoln decided he would tell the South that if they came back into the Union, if they didn't come back into the Union by such a date, then all the slaves that were in territory occupied by the Union Army, they would be set free. It would have been very interesting to see if had Jefferson Davis called for a meeting with Abraham Lincoln and said, well, we'll come back into the Union. What would Lincoln have done then? Remember, Lincoln said if he could save the Union without freeing the slaves, he would do it. And what he did was he encouraged the blacks to go to Africa, and we have the present-day country of Liberia in Africa today. First, on this day, the first auto built in the U.S. was driven in Springfield, Illinois. And also, the Soviet Union exploded its first atom bomb in 1949. And, of course, they stole the secrets from our Manhattan Project. Among the people involved were the Rosenbergs, the couple that was a Communist Party couple that were convicted of spying, and they were to be executed and were. Pope Pius XII asked for clemency. Harry Truman was the president. Now, it's very interesting how this case was tried by the federal government. All the defendants' lawyers, the judge, and the prosecutor were all Jewish heritage. Roy Cohn was the prosecutor. Very interesting. And I think Irvin Saypool was the federal judge. And, of course, Ethel and Julius Rosenberg were executed, I think, in Sing Sing prison. Also, Martin Sobel, I think he got a long prison term, Harry Greenglass. And on the other side of the ocean, Klaus Fuchs, the German physicist, he was tried and convicted by the British, but he wasn't executed. And, of course, the Philby, Burgess, and McLean, they escaped prosecution, and Burgess and McLean fled to Russia, and of course they weren't extradited. And now, among the blog news today, several Huffington Post, Fox, and several others have published on the web that Mr. O, Barack Obama, will resign the presidency by January 1st, 2015. We don't know if this is a fake, but it seems to be mounting evidence that, if anything, he has committed at least one impeachable offense. Now, is history being repeated? If this is true, remember President Nixon's resignation rather than be impeached and prosecuted. Now, I understand from my sources that Vice President Joe Biden, who is a claims to be a Roman Catholic, and but people wonder how he can support and embrace gay marriage. He's being vetted, supposedly in Colorado, by the powers that be out there. Now, the question is the Eagleton factor. This is one of our public policy questions, Veritas USA. Should all public political candidates disclose their medical records if they have problems, cancer, tuberculosis, venereal disease, whatever? I call this the Eagleton factor, and because Thomas Eagleton, who was the vice presidential nominee for the Democratic Party under the McGovern ticket, he didn't disclose the fact that he had been under psychiatric or psychological care, he wasn't properly vetted and, of course, had to withdraw from the ticket. Now, those of us who have, you who have seen the Roosevelts, the latest PBS documentary by Ken Burns, there are a lot of unpublicized facts there. For instance, Teddy Roosevelt, he was going to go to law. He went to Columbia Law School but dropped out, unlike his cousin, Franklin Roosevelt, who graduated from Harvard Law School, but was a lousy lawyer and didn't even want to practice law. I don't even know if he tried any cases. I don't recall seeing any. But Teddy Roosevelt was a racist, and he used to one of the reasons he intervened in the Russo-Japanese War was he saw the Japanese were kicking Russian butt, and he referred to the Japanese as the plucky little Japs. And he referred to the Chinese as the goddamn dirty Chinese. And also some of the things that Ken Burns didn't have in his PBS, his Teddy Roosevelt segment, was how the blacks who were brought in to build the Panama Canal, how they were mistreated. And also the Brownsville, he did discuss the Brownsville, Texas case where a whole division of the U.S. Army was cashiered and drummed out of the U.S. Army, even though the facts were very weak that they had committed murder in this Brownsville, Texas town. What's also interesting is we've got Fleet Week coming up here in San Francisco. Teddy Roosevelt was a very big booster of the U.S. Navy, and he sent what was called the Great White Fleet around the world, sail, circumnavigate the world to show that the U.S. was a naval power, and he did come to San Francisco. We've got a case here, the Stephen Nerik case, which is not dead, where during Fleet Week in 1999, the corrupt local judges and prosecutors, one of whom the judge was a foreigner born in Canada and connected to male prostitutes, tried this U.S. Navy sailor, and with a kangaroo court jury, at least one of the jurors who convicted Nerik of second-degree murder may not have even been a U.S. citizen. And, of course, there's questions about the judge, a guy named Kevin Vincent Ryan, who has been very quiet lately and has good reason to be so. Among the other facts on Teddy Roosevelt as Undersecretary of the Navy and later as President, he also had a big interest in the U.S. Navy and loved to sail. He was the one who came up with the regulations that govern the due process of the U.S. Navy, the U.S. Navy sailors that are still in effect today, and we'll get into that probably Friday. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese is in Chicago and Cook County is the third biggest in the country. It has had political connections with Cardinal Mundelein during World War II and prior to World War II. Mundelein came to Chicago about the time of the Pearl Harbor and took over the Chicago Archdiocese, and he was anti-Nazi. He was of German heritage. He was also connected to FDR. And of course, there's been his successors were of Irish ethnicity, Cardinal Stritch, Cody, and then we had Bernadine, and we have this Cardinal George who has cancer, and now this is the first time they have, the Pope has appointed a bishop. Not even an archbishop, he's appointed him to head the Chicago Archdiocese. He is of Croatian ethnicity, heritage, and of course this is the second major Croatian connection in leadership in Illinois politics. And, of course, the Roman Catholic Church still has quite an influence in Illinois politics, with the exception of Rahm Emanuel. The last mayors, which, well, one other exception, were either, well, there's one Croatian, Blandic, and there were, most of them were Irish, Kelly, Connelly, and the two Dailies, Irish Catholics. And, of course, the Chicago Archdiocese has had its problems with priests and even some nuns who sexually abused children in their care. So this is going to be interesting what happens with this a new bishop who will be appointed, crowned a cardinal. Get the red head, as we say, because this is most important. Now, a lot of things that non-Catholics don't know about cardinals in Roman Catholic Church is that every major archdiocese in the country has a cardinal. There's one cardinal in California, even though we're the biggest state, and that's the one down in L.A. You have Cardinal O'Connor in New York, and, of course, Chicago, and I think Milwaukee, and then Washington, D.C. McCarrick, I think, is his name. So they have quite a bit of influence, and of course the Catholic universities are run by, mostly run by the Jesuits, Georgetown, Loyola, Creighton, Marquette, and of course the Jesuits are political, and they had a lot of problems with, they don't know how to, the only separation of church and state is on April 15th, they're like that, along with several others. Now also, this is coming up, the questions of why did Jerry Brown say that in this one debate he had that there were going to be 10 to 15 more million people in California? And nobody followed up on this. This is surprising. This is what's wrong with the media. I mean, this is an astounding statement. And, of course, where are you going to fit 10 million people in a state where we have growing major road problems, the roads are falling apart, and of course we had one-party government for the last 20 years, the Democrats. We don't have water, the drought is getting worse, the affordable housing has been turned into real estate racketeering, there's growing sexual misconduct, pedophilia promoters are in the schools, people who criticize the gay agenda are accused of hate crime. We have military personnel who are spied on in their showers, and there's all these really outrageous videos on the web and produced for DVD and VHS that target young military recruits. So it's quite, it's gotten to the point where it's just a total, we're in a moral sewer with this agenda. And, of course, with the illegal alien cases, we have one case where an illegal alien came into the United States, got into an automobile collision. She didn't have a driver's license in her home country, didn't have insurance, was working illegally, and when she crashed into this other car, with the police there, she tried to offer a bribe to, quote, forget it. Then, when the because she had no insurance, it became an uninsured motorist case, and it appears that the claims adjusters support illegal aliens, and they refused to disclose where this woman lived. In other words, claiming that she had the right of privacy, and the guy that owned the car had the right of privacy. So, you know, this is where we're at. Americans are being disenfranchised in their own country and because of this agenda. And we have here in San Francisco a couple of people who have come into this country as children and as illegals. But when they were 18, it's a question of whether or not that they registered for the U.S. Military draft. It's still on the books. And if you don't register within 30 days, you are not eligible for any federal grants, and I believe you can't hold public office. So we've got a major scandal here. We'll be getting up with, we'll be putting up on our YouTube site the tale of two Filipinos. One, Nesaquino, who came here at 17 years old, came here legally, joined the U.S. Army, served in Germany, married an American, became a U.S. citizen legally, and was a community activist supporting senior citizens. And he died recently. On the other hand, we have this other Filipino kid who came here, was sent here when he was 12 years old. It's not his fault. But when he was 18, we don't think he registered for the draft. And now he's claiming that he is an undocumented American. I don't know where he got that. So, these people are trying to redefine citizenship and to have special rights, privileges, and exemptions for what they do. And, of course, we have this guy Campos who was funded with HUD funds, pedophiles here in San Francisco, is trying to tell people, American citizens who are opposed to abortion and Planned Parenthood, trying to tell them what their rights are and what they can't do. It's really, these people really have arrogance and ego. Now, also, they push the bicycle agenda. This was not reported in San Francisco media, but I understand that the wife of one of the CBS executives in New York, she was run down and seriously injured by bicyclists in New York. And there's growing antipathy towards this bicycle agenda, these two-wheeled kamikazes, as some people call them, who don't pay for insurance, who don't have license plates on their vehicle. They don't pay for parking when they cause injuries. There's no lawsuits against them. Their bicycle propaganda groups don't apologize for the actions of their members when these things happen. So people are getting tired of this. Total contempt for the rights of other people and of other citizens. And people forget that during World War II, the Nazis in the countries that they occupied banned cars, and they allowed people to ride bicycles. That way they could control their movements. Of course, Jews were banned from cars, riding bicycles, and on public transport. The only transport they got was to the concentration camps. So we will be back probably Friday. Something's come up. Look forward to that, and go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmiCusVeritas. So we'll end with politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey,
Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing. Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
Out of bounds, we should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y? I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say, when you got a pair of Jack, bet up.
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Sheriff Race.
Bet him.
Little trade, good as gold.
Okay.
Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyushinkovich, I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out, I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Play for a pot! That's mediocre! Politics and poker! Rubbing neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the
Peter Paul Barzola will be back probably Friday, maybe Wednesday also, depends. So go to our Amiga Caritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS. Also go to our blog, AMICUSVERITAS.net and .org. Stay safe. Good night.